When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here. We're just traveling along this highway called life. And luckily, once in a while, there's a big blue sign that says there's a Frisch's this way.
I want to ride it all night long. Now I have that song in my head.
I'm very sorry about that.
Who was that?
Mark something? Oh, I don't know. I think that was his only hit. I'm going to look, though, while you talk.
All right. Well, you put this together with our friends from How Stuff Works and Nathan Chandler about these blue highway exit signs. Off mic, I'll go ahead and say it. You thought might have been kind of boring, but I think it's interesting because you see in the United States, we'll explain for our international friends, when you're driving down the highway in the U.S., and they probably have these in other countries, I imagine, and you approach a highway exit, you will have these blue signs that the first one will say, like, you know, gas and food this way, or maybe gas, food, and lodging if you're really lucky. And then as you get closer, it will say Burger King on this exit, and you get all excited. And then it'll say Waffle House, and you two of them even. You get even more excited, and a BP gas station, and a Motel 6. And so you know specific brands of companies, food companies and hotel companies and gasoline petrol companies, and you'll know whether or not you want to stop there or not, depending on what you want to eat or what kind of gas you want to get or where you want to stay.
Yeah, and the whole thing's really standardized. So it's like that company's logo, but it's within a certain size little rectangle and a larger certain size rectangle. I think the things are like 19 feet wide and 10 feet tall.
Way bigger than I thought. That's the average size. That's crazy.
Well, they need to make it big enough so that you can see that while you're driving by at really high speeds and say, oh, there's a Burger King.
They don't look that big, though, from the highway. I guess that's the point.
By the way, Chuck, I think we're in trouble with Canada again because, of course, the guy who sings Life is a Highway is a Canadian singer named Tom Cochran.
Tom Cochran.
And I'm sure he's another national treasure that we've just defended.
One hit. What are you talking about?
Okay. Sorry, Canada. But let's get back to it, Chuck.
Man, what do I have against – I love Rush. I mean
– sure.
You know? I'll get it back for those guys.
Name the song. There you go.
Spirit of Radio.
Yes. You didn't even need to name it when you came up with like the next chord.
I saw a brief snippet that my buddy sent me the other day of a sound check, them doing that in a sound check in the 70s, and it was just awesome.
Did you see the Rush documentary?
Oh, yeah. So good.
I had no idea. I mean, I knew that they were like incredibly technically proficient prog rock musicians, but I didn't realize that like they would not, they like a recording where they didn't play their 20-minute song perfect note for note.
Uh-huh.
It just got recorded over. It was like a bad take. I can't imagine just the stress of that.
Yeah. And they're a great story too because there was never any backstabbing and bad drug things. They were just like, three of us will just get along and make music and have great fans.
Yep.
All right. Canadians, are we okay now?
Nice.
All right. So back to these signs. They are a form of advertising, which is something I never knew because I always kind of wondered, like, they don't show all the things on that exit. So how do they figure this out? And they figure it out because companies pay quite a bit of money to be placed on these signs.
Yeah, I think Tennessee rakes in about $8 million a year. Virginia gets $6 million. It's a lot, but, you know, I think in the larger budget, it's a bit of a drop in the bucket. But I think most of these states just specifically earmark that money for this program. So it's like a self-sustaining program.
Right.
Rather than being like, we need to cover this budget cut over here with some of that sweet road sign money.
Yeah. I think Iowa's one of the few states that where it's still state-run, though, right?
Yeah, there are some contractors that I think 20 states say, here, have at it, contractor, handle all this for us and just give us like 80% of the gross. But yeah, Iowa handles it themselves, or itself. Mm-hmm. And according to information specialist for the Iowa Department of Transportation, Tracy Bramble, they have not raised their rates on these signs since 1996.
Yeah, that's what you get when the state's doing things, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
I'll bet New Hampshire just choked on it.
Yeah, they had a big price hike, right?
Sure.
Well, that's what can happen, apparently, when you're dealing with independent contractors. They'll hike up the price overnight, and all of a sudden, you know, Burger King's going, what?
Right. The king himself is like, I'm not okay with this. As a matter of fact, it did actually happen in New Hampshire, funny enough. They went from, I guess, year over year, 500 to 1,800.
That's a lot.
Which, let me do a little public math. That's like, I think, 380% increase or 17 million percent increase. It's one of the two.
Yeah, somewhere between there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we take a break, we will just say that those signs I mentioned earlier come in triplicate. Not in triplicate. They come in threes.
Okay.
Which is to say that first one that you see, which I mentioned, which just says what is available, like gas or food or lodging or all three mm-hmm. or any combination, those are called the main line. And then when you get a little bit closer to that exit ramp, that's when you're going to see the specific, you know, brand or the chain or whatever. And then I guess, is the Trailblazer the one, is it at the end of the exit ramp?
That's the ramp one.
Oh, like that's actually on the ramp that says like left or right.
The mainline one is the first one you see, but that still has all the logos. The ramp one is at the end of the ramp saying turn this way or not.
So what's the Trailblazer?
It is an actual individual sign where after you turn right off of the ramp and like your Frisch's is, you know, another right at that corner where turn right, that's the Trailblazer sign. Yeah, they're pretty rare.
I don't know that I've
rare.
Ever seen those.
Yeah, they're kind of rare.
All right. So basically, generally, it's the main line and then the ramp, right?
That's how I take it.
All right. Well, we'll settle on that, then we'll take a break, and we'll talk more about this right after this.
Well, now, when you're on the road, driving in your truck, why not learn a thing or two from Josh and Chuck? It's stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know.
All right.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, everybody, if you're building a deck at work and you want to supercharge it, check out Canva presentations. Work docs have been the same for too long, but Canva docs are different. They're visual. They grab readers' attention with images, charts, tables, and videos playable right in the doc. Plus, docs don't have to be just words on a page. You can make your docs pop with Canva docs.
That's right. And Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, HR, ops, marketing, and more, Canva presentations can be the solution for you. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. You start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, adding images, graphics, charts, data visualizations, all from a massive media library. It's super easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations.
So start designing today at canva.com, designed for work. That's canva.com.
So, Chuck, it's actually really discriminating who can be on or what kind of business can be on these signs. As a matter of fact, it seems unconstitutional to some degree.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're a movie theater, you can't be on them, which is interesting.
Or an adult entertainment place.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you're a church, they allow things like, well, I mean, generally it's like gas stations, hotels, and fast food chains. But you will see things now. I believe that years later they said you could put like tourist attractions on there. So if it's like agritourism or there's like a winery or a museum or a zoo or something like that, those can be on there now.
I'm sure there's a church out there like, no, seriously, you should come to our services. They're so much fun. It's basically an attraction.
Yeah, pretty much. They prioritize the green, but there has to be a certain distance between like the signs from each other and signs from the exit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 800 feet apart from each other. So if it's an exit where you can't get them 800 feet apart because it can't be close to the green signs that say, you know, like actual highway miles and stuff like that and exits, those take priority. So they will jump the blue signs in those cases.
Yeah, you're SOL.
Yeah.
And speaking of distances, Chuck, they actually prioritize businesses that are closer to the highways than others.
Yeah.
I think Florida, if you're within 3 miles of the exit, you're given priority. And if you're beyond 6 miles from the exit, don't even try, Florida says. Just keep walking.
Yeah, and I don't think it's exactly the same in every state, but I think most states have that requirement, but it can be further away for a tourism site.
Yes, but there are some other typical requirements. You know, it varies state by state, but generally, if you want to advertise on one of these logo signs, you need to have public restrooms that are available. Mm-hmm. You need to have drinking water, even if it's just a fountain or a dude with a bucket.
Chris.
You need to be open during regular business hours.
Yeah.
And the more you're open, say 24 hours or 7 days a week, you're going to be prioritized.
Yeah.
So if you want to advertise your after party members only vampire live action role playing club,
right,
probably going to get turned down.
Yeah. Unless you are in a pretty rural area that has space on the sign, because sometimes they have space. And these private companies will try and, or I guess sometimes in the case of a state-run operation, they will sort of hustle to try and get stuff on there.
I know.
You know, they'll try and sell the spot, like, hey, I got a spot for sale.
Can you imagine cold calling for that?
You'd be like,
who are you? I don't understand what you're trying to sell me.
Like, this is a job? Yes, it is, sir. Thank you.
Please stop making it worse.
As far as money goes, that obviously varies from state to state and how stuff works. In this article, they used Nebraska for an example, $1,200 per sign. So double that if you want both exits in both directions. New Jersey's about twice that. So, you know, close to $5,000 in New Jersey if you want to mark your gas station each way.
But there's something to be said about that. Yes, you know, $5,000 a year is a significant amount of money for a small business. But if you look at it in terms of its marketing budget,
yeah, sure,
it probably pays for itself very, very quickly. And that's one of the things about these signs is they were a compromise that came out of an act that Lyndon Johnson signed at the behest of his wife, Lady Bird. Called the Highway Beautification Act in October of 1965. And it basically said billboards are getting out of hand. We need to really limit them. And businesses said, well, wait a minute, we need something. We're going to all go under if we can't advertise on the highway. That's like our lifeblood. So the compromise that they came up with were these standardized government signs that allow you to put your logo on in a certain square within a certain distance and make sure you have that bucket of water that guy's handing
you. It's pretty great. I mean, billboards can be fun. I enjoy a fun billboard, but I could also see being in the car with Lady Bird Johnson back in the early 60s and being like, these things are everywhere and it's starting to look junky.
Yeah.
Some states outlawed them altogether. I think Vermont, Maine, Hawaii, and Alaska, you can't even have billboards.
Very nice.
Which is pretty cool. What I see a lot is when I go to the camp and stuff, and if you're traveling around rural, at least in the Southeast, they may have these everywhere. But if you're just on off-road back roads in the rural areas of Georgia and you come to a T-stop, people, because that's just the side of the road basically, and right in front of you at the and back of the road that makes the top of the T, there will be 30 or 40 just homemade signs of – the pressure washer guy, or the tree removal guy, the house painter, the electrician, any sort of home service, and they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's kind of helpful, but it looks really junky.
Yeah. Lady Bird Johnson would hate that.
But I've called those numbers. It is kind of helpful.
Oh, well, then the system works.
I mean, it definitely works. It's just they're just done by people. So they're just like, here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one.
I can't remember what I saw it on. It might have been 60 Minutes or NewsHour or something like that. But there was there's a dude, a graphic designer in New York, who just goes around and takes those signs and remakes them with, like, applies graphic design principles and just gives them to the business.
Oh, like, here's a good one. Things are spelled correctly and it looks visually interesting.
Yeah, and there's a picture of the pie that you're saying, you know, that you were advertising in blue marker before.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I got a little piece of trivia courtesy of our friends 99% Invisible, if you want to end on it.
Oh, I miss Roman. Let's hear it.
So if you are driving and you see these logo signs, the big blue signs, they are going to come up in a certain order every single time. Are you ready for that order? If anyone ever asks you, they appear in this order. Camping, lodging, food, and then gas.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
I guess wow is the appropriate response to that.
No, I love that. And that's a reminder for me to get in touch with Roman and say hi. It's been too long.
Tell him I said hi, too. He never gave me his email.
The great Roman Mars.
Well, Chuck just praised Roman Mars, so of course Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.